setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do that, and I'll add where you can do it. And then how do you get there? This is about you working on purpose. We're going to talk about your purpose, your why, and show you how that personal why connects to that work why. Now, that does not mean that you're a one-dimensional person, but that dimension of work is a huge part of your overall contribution to this world. And so that's why we talk about it. It's a different kind of talk radio show. We're not talking politics. We're talking purpose. 844-747-2577 is the number for you to join in. It's a free call. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ridgeland, Wisconsin. Anna joins us there. Anna, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how's it going?
Anna, I'm living the dream. What's up?
Good. So I'm just kind of looking for advice. I have a part-time job that I feel like it could really be my dream job. It's pretty amazing. But I feel like they're asking me to do a lot of stuff that's kind of outside my scope of practice. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just looking on advice on how to approach my boss in doing that. And I don't want to get fired.
Right.
Because want to learn and, yeah.
So let me ask you this. Are they suggesting that you are going to need to do this, or are they truly coming to you and going, hey, what do you think about this?
They've truly already came to me and had me do this, and I've already kind of said yes, and so...
Okay, so now we're committed.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you want me to tell you? What are you looking for me? Because I want to make sure I give you what you need right now.
I guess just, how to... gently approach the boss saying, well, I think he understands my position. I'm a physical therapist assistant. So doing assessments and pretty much planning is not quite in my scope of practice. It's usually done by the PT, and then I get the plan and then I carry it out kind of thing. So if he's just giving me a client, because we're in the fitness and it's not actually a therapist gym, that I just feel like he gives me a client and then I have to come up with the plan and I'm...
You don't know how to do it.
Yeah, and I'm not comfortable doing that.
Okay, but you already said yes. So what you're saying is how do I learn this? How do I best respond to this? Are you
How do I best respond to this? And if it comes up again, how do I approach him and say, this is not quite in my wheelhouse?
Well,
willing to learn, but...
Yeah, well, I think you have to focus on the willing to learn. Because I think you're concerned about losing your job. You already committed to this. So you've put yourself in this position.
Yeah.
So this is, you have to flip this. I like to flip this stuff sometimes. What would you tell your kid in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I think you need to do is you need to get, you're working in conjunction with a physical therapist, correct?
Not exactly. Not yet. No.
Okay. So, but they're asking you to do some of the work that a physical therapist does.
Yes.
And is the issue that you don't like it, or is the issue that you just haven't done it enough, and so you feel very intimidated by it, and thus you don't want to do it?
Yes, that's correct.
The second one. Okay, but the point is you can do it. So go to them and go, hey, you asked me to do this. They know it's outside of your normal scope, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yes. I think...
Well, just clarify it. Go, hey, you asked me to do this. I said yes. But I want to clarify that I've not been trained to do this. Is that true? You've not been trained to do it?
Correct.
So can you go, hey, can you guys train me to do this so I can learn this faster? Here are the couple areas that I'm a little uncomfortable in, but I want to learn it, and I know I can learn it. Please help me learn this quicker so that I do it better, faster. Right?
Right.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Because then you don't make it, but if you stay kind of in this little corner of not letting them know how you feel, it's like our kids... who are, struggling in a subject and they're not telling anybody and they wait too late.
Yeah.
And just go, hey, if you told me, we would help. I think that's what you got to do here.
Okay.
Don't overthink this. There's nothing wrong with you, okay? And you're not admitting weakness. You're not admitting less than. You're just going, hey, I've identified, because this is a new change, correct?
Yeah, it's a part-time job that I got.
Yeah, I'm saying these changes are new. The new responsibilities.
A bit, yes.
Yeah, just go, hey, I've had enough time to assess this and get in it. And so here's what I'm seeing. I need help here, here, and here.
Yeah.
Just training. Tell me what to do. I've got specific questions. Take specific questions to them as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think they're going to really value you. So okay. You got this, Anna.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Thanks for calling. Let's go to Candace, who's on the line in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Candace, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, hello.
How are you, Candace? How can I help today?
Well, I have been out of the job market for a few years, and I'm having a lot of difficulty getting back in. And I need some guidance in that because I want to move to Tennessee.
Okay, great.
And I can't do that without a job.
Okay, got it. And when you say you're having difficulty, be more specific. Where are you finding difficulty?
So I spent 20 years in an industry and in a job I didn't love. And I no longer have the energy to do a job I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
So I've been reaching out into other industries and trying to get back into doing something that I really do enjoy. So,
which is what?
And I have no experience. Well, you know, I don't have a specific thing, a job in mind. I mean, I know what my talents are and what I do best. And that it's all centered around people, and I'm a great leader and building strong teams and helping people buy into a vision. And I'm really excellent at empathy, helping people, you know, empathizing and giving them hope
okay.
and support.
This is good, Candace. This that you just rattled off, that list of things that you're good at, that is so great. And I know you don't have a job per se in mind, but I think you have a role. Take all those things you just listed out and tell me what that role is. Give me an example. And I'm not so much concerned about job title. Just what's that role? What are you doing all day, every day?
Right now?
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying I want you to describe. I'm going to help you find the job. The problem is you don't have a job that you're looking for. So therefore, the person who aims for nothing hits it every time. Right?
Right.
So we got to have something to aim for. We got to know what kind of job. Is it a manager? I'm looking for a word. Are you a manager? Are you an assistant on a team? Are you in a support role? What are you doing all day, every day with that list of things you do well? What is it? What's the function during the day?
I'm supporting people in reaching their goals, whether that is in a leadership, usually in a leadership position.
Have you done that in the past?
Where I have.
Oh, great. So how much experience do you have in a leadership or management position? Same thing. But how much experience do you have?
I'd say the majority of the 20 years that I was, it was in a technical field.
Doesn't matter.
And I had a lot of technical, yeah.
Doesn't matter because you've led people. And said, actually, the fact that you come from a technical field makes you even more valuable because you could go get a job in a company that's not a technical company, but because of your technical background, it makes you even more versatile, correct?
You would think.
Well, yes. But my point is that you've been applying for jobs and you're just not getting anything?
It's been almost 3 years now I've been applying and not getting anything.
Well, but it's
I'm
all
doing
about
something wrong.
Yes. And have you read my resume guide and my interview guide at kencoleman.com?
I have.
All right, hold on the line. Madison, let's make sure that she has our Get Hired guides. That information is so huge. Go read it, Candace. And if you need to, call me back. We're going to work on your approach. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Bursonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. Helping you get clear so that you can get confident, step out on that path to fulfilling your purpose, and have the courage to stay when life throws its curves at you, because it will. This is the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Birmingham, Alabama, where Lauren waits. Lauren, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Lauren. What's up?
Well, I guess I'm trying to figure out my trajectory. I feel like I'm not moving with the company I've been with. I've applied to several positions within it, mm-hmm. and have been turned down to several of them, and one I'm waiting on hearing back from.
Right.
Just feeling a little bit like it's a dead end at this point.
Yeah, well, it might be. Do you have a gut feeling, or do you have some facts that allow you to go, you know what, here's why I'm not getting these positions?
Well, I guess a little bit of it's just hearing from other people, you know, communicating with them when things have happened around the office, saying, hey, I applied for this auditing position, for example, and it was between me and one other person. The other person knew, they knew better. So that person had been in the department before they got it.
Yep. Yeah, that's relationships and politics 101. I get it. All right, what else do we have?
Yeah, and then I've tried communicating with somebody I know that knows the hiring manager for this last position, and I reached out to the hiring manager for that job.
Did you get a no on that? Did you get a no, or are you still waiting?
No, that's the one I'm waiting on.
Okay.
Well, I've been waiting about a month and a half.
Okay, so here's the deal. How many times has this happened?
This is the third one I'm waiting on.
Okay. So we've got two. One was because someone else had a better relationship. And what was the reason for the second one not getting that one?
The second one, the person told me that they had five really good candidates and the other can't, you know, they just went off the little test scores that they did on the.
Okay. So here's the deal. Now that I know the facts, I'm not sure. I want to amend my first statement. Okay. I don't know that it's a dead end. I just think that this is competition. I think if you had applied for 5, 6, 7 and there were never any real reasons given. So far, but I want your gut on this. So far, the first two reasons don't seem squirrely to me in the sense of them just kicking the can down the road and not telling you what's really going on. Sounds like those are real things. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I agree. I've just heard some things on other people being held back just because.
Okay. Now that's new evidence. So there's enough evidence now for me to go, maybe this isn't, you know, a place that is great for you. You don't have a leader that really values you and wants to see you grow. Is that a fair statement?
I have asked for things that are more challenging, and I don't know if the department I'm in would be able to provide that.
Okay. So here's the deal. Let's wait and see what happens on this third gig. And the reason I ask this, because if they gave that to you, you wouldn't even be calling me, would you?
No, I live about an hour and a half out of Birmingham.
Oh, gosh. And so you're driving 90 minutes?
Before COVID. Exactly.
Yeah, I think you need to be looking for something. Yeah. Okay. Well, now I have all of the information, or now I have enough information for me to go, you need to be looking,
Yeah, and my husband has told me if I make enough money, we will move to the Birmingham area.
Oh.
But I have to have a job that makes it worth the move.
Oh, got it. Well, would this new job that in your current company, if you get it, would that make that happen?
It should.
Well, I think you give everything you got for that, but you also start looking elsewhere. So the question is...
Yeah, I reached out a week and a half ago to the hiring manager, and I haven't heard anything back.
Yeah, I get it. That stinks. Well, here's the deal. You know, you do have a good idea of the kind of work you would like to do, because this job you've applied for certainly fits that description, I hope, right?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy the accounting field and working with budgets. This would be like a fixed assets type of position, so...
Well, so here's
the
deal.
I feel that would help my career grow.
It will. So where would you like to be 10 years now? 10 years from now in your career, what would be an ideal scenario? Give me the dream job 10, 15 years from now.
I don't know. I've been applying to a little bit of some like controller positions also.
Yeah.
So potentially something along those lines.
Yeah. See, you're extremely valuable with all these accounting skills and controller and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you could eventually work your way up to a C-suite, you know, in a decent sized company. So if that's what you want to do. But the point is, you can go from industry to industry. I think you got to broaden your search and say, who all needs somebody like me that takes my accounting skills, my organizational administrative skills, because I'm just assuming you have those. I'm just guessing. Am I right?
Yeah, I like to keep things organized.
Yes, you do. But my point is, you could be really good in operations. I want you to expand your search to operations type roles, where there's a grasp of numbers and processes all combined. Make sense?
Yeah, and I've been working on my MBA, so I can kind of add that to my resume.
So you know what, Lauren, you know what you want to do. I would say that anything that allows you to be in a role where you're an analyst and a process type role, so analyzing, fixing processes, driving efficiencies, numbers, that makes you a happy gal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So broaden the search and go look for those things because you are qualified. I want to give you that boost of confidence. You're absolutely qualified to do that. And so you just got to start looking for those things and go. And look for them in Birmingham because if you make more money, you guys make a nice move. Or you live 90 minutes away, start looking there. But, you know, any small to mid-sized business that's pretty healthy with good revenues that's got an open position in any of those areas that we just ran through, you're a great candidate for them. All right. You're absolutely a great candidate. Let's go to Matthew in Effingham, Illinois. Let's see if I can pick him up here. Matthew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi.
Hi, Matthew. How can I help?
Well, I graduated from college in 2013, and I've been unemployed ever since.
Really? And what is it that you want to do?
I want to be a programmer, but everywhere I apply rejects me within a week.
Okay.
And I don't know why.
Do you have the qualifications necessary? There are very clear qualifications for different types of programmers. So are you matching up your qualifications with jobs you're applying for?
Well, the problem is one problem is even the entry level jobs want insane levels of experience where I live. And how do you get experience if no one will hire you, you know?
Yeah, I get this call, and something's not matching up. There's no way that entry-level positions require insane experience. That's not possible. I mean, that's I'm not trying to be unkind. I want to be a dose of reality for you, that entry-level positions in requiring insane amount of experience means that you're going for entry-level jobs way too high up the mountain. That's the only thing that makes sense. And I think that's what you're doing. In fact, I know that's what you're doing because I believe you're telling me the truth. And so that means you're applying for entry-level positions that are too high up for you. You need to lower your gaze and you're going for entry-level positions that are way down the ladder or down the mountain in technology. And that's how you get the experience that these other jobs are requiring. So I love that your sights are high, but they're too high because you should never be in this situation where you're going for entry level and you don't have the experience for it. That means there are other ways for you to get experience in other areas of experience. So I would be taking certification courses. I would be doing part-time work, free work, whatever, but I would lower your sights. You need a true entry level in an area where you actually are qualified for. You're going for something too big. Your eyes are bigger than your belly is basically. It's like my 14-year-old kid going to the buffet and coming back with three plates worth of food on one plate. It's like, hey, man, that's not the right decision there. Eat a little bit at a time. Change your sights. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and because of that, the job market is more competitive now than ever before. If you've been laid off or you're just looking for a change, it's important that you're taking advantage of every tool out there to help you stand out in the hiring process. That's why I'm so excited to announce that my Get Hired digital course is on sale now. This is an online course with over an hour worth of video lessons that will walk you through how to stand out from the competition in your job search. We'll talk resumes, cover letters, preparing for interviews, and so much more. Plus, you'll get immediate access to my resume, how to win the interview, and how to follow up after the interview, plus career clarity. All of these are our Get Hired guides. All you need is a computer, tablet, or phone to watch, and you'll have access to unlimited replays of each lesson. If you're going to be looking for a job, you must do everything in your power to prepare, and this course will help you do just that. Go to kencoleman.com to buy the Get Hired digital course today. That's kencoleman.com. Helping you get on purpose in your life and in your work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Hey, a big part of you getting on purpose in your work and beginning to climb the ladder is getting your financial house in order. Now, I'm telling you, I'm here to help you find what the right work is and get it and advance in it, and I'm going to help you make more money. But the plan for the budget, well, I'm excited to help you do that too, thanks to my mentor, Dave Ramsey, and our Ramsey Solutions family. We've got Ramsey Plus now. This is so exciting. You'll learn the proven plan with Financial Peace University, Dave's 7 baby steps. You can then budget with the Every Dollar app and then track your progress of getting out of debt with the new Baby Steps app. And there's a whole lot more. These tools and the teaching all in this membership, it's an all-access membership in Ramsey Plus, is the companion discipline, the companion work you need to be doing while you're getting clear and getting qualified and getting connected and getting started and getting promoted to get that dream job to give yourself away. And so you need to be getting your financial house in order to help you do what it is you want to do. Go to DaveRamsey.com, DaveRamsey.com, and sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus today. It really works. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kansas City, Missouri. Daniel joins us there. Daniel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you today?
I'm living the dream, man. What's up?
Hey, Ken. So, absolutely love what I do. I work at a great company. My wife is finishing up her PhD, and now she's looking for potential opportunities out there. And just wanted some advice from you on maybe what steps I should take to kind of talk to my job about that as a potential move here from Kansas City.
Okay. I didn't quite understand everything there towards the end. You're kind of quiet. Are you having to move because of her? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, there's a potential move. She's currently interviewing for positions, and there's a potential move that we make here in the future.
Okay.
In the next year. Yeah.
And so, and when you say potential move, is it possible that she can get a job with what she's aiming for with that PhD in the current area where you live?
Yes, there is a potential of that too.
Okay. Well, so what's your question for me?
So right now she's been interviewing at a position away from here from Kansas City. And if she gets the offer from there, we would be definitely worth it to go down that road.
Okay.
And so my thoughts are is what's the best way to kind of approach my job and how I love what I do.
Yeah.
That I potentially might have to do it elsewhere.
Well, you're just going to have to accept that, because it sounds like to me that you both are on the same page, which I'm glad about, that if she gets a job in another area, it's going to be really good for you guys. Is she going to be making a lot of money?
So I fortunately make a bit more than her, but we're kind of playing this as a long game play there. So not a lot, but I definitely make a little bit more money than her.
Yeah. Okay, yikes. I understand the support, and I love that you support her on this, but you make a lot more than her, so I'm not saying, hey, babe, we're moving for your job until we know we can replace your income. You make more than her, and it's not a competition, but it's like, why would we leave? Well, never mind. Let me say it this way. I want to be very careful how I say this. You love your job. You make really good money in your job.
Yes, sir.
And you're considering uprooting because of one opportunity that's taking you away when you told me there could be opportunities where she is, and you're risking, you know, upsetting your income and all that. And if you're planning for it, great. But so I'd sit down and go, does this make the best sense? But here's why you called me. And so here's the answer. You just need to replace the work that you do in this new city. But if she, but it's almost like you're in a waiting game, right? You know, because
it is. Yeah, it is a waiting game. And I've read your book on the proximity principle, and I outstanding book, by the way, but
thank you.
I've been trying to use those principles kind of internally at my job too, right? Where, maybe I can strike up some opportunities outside, of where I live currently right now. And so,
okay.
Yeah, so I was asking for your advice on that front as well.
Well, okay. So yeah. So what would happen is that once we know she's going to get it, then you're in an all in, you know, all right, let me see how I can replace this work where she's going. And do you have kids?
Yes, sir. Yep. We have a 5-year-old.
So maybe she takes the 5-year-old and you stay. It just depends on your financial situation. If you've planned for it and you can go 2 or 3 months without working and you're transplanting, you know, and you find something while you're there, I just don't like that. I really think that you need to make sure that you find work you love, or you're going to end up resenting on some level your wife if you leave something you love and you can't find it. Now, I do believe you can find it, but if it takes a while because you just went, well, we're going to go to support her, and again, that's awesome. I think you're an amazing dude, by the way. Okay? I just think you guys need to be looking as much as you can in Kansas City as well. But strategy-wise, yeah, you use the proximity principle, but it is harder because you're going to have to move to a new locale. And so you are, you know, will you have some connections there? Maybe. Can you find some? Yes. But yeah, so you can see I'm torn on this deal.
I appreciate it.
Daniel, listen, it's really important. What do you do? I haven't even asked you. What do you do?
Yeah, so I'm an engineer, kind of going down the project management path.
All right, well, the good news is that's not going to be hard to replace. So what I would say is just make sure that you guys don't do something that interrupts financial progress because of this. So if you guys are willing to be apart for a month or two until you make some connections, but to the extent that you know where she's interviewing and where that could be, I'd start hustling right now, or as soon as you find out, start looking for engineering things. I would actually, this is where a recruiter comes in. This is where a recruiter will really help you. It'll speed up the process because you're pretty qualified, aren't you?
Fortunately, yeah.
Yeah. So guys like you are in high demand, and so a recruiter could really help you. Absent of, I'm a fan of recruiters. My wife is one. She's great. So in this situation, engineers, I'd get a recruiter, a really good recruiter, and I'd figure it out. Do you know when you're going to know?
So I think that you might get a chance to know next week, potentially. And so, we're excited about the news. We've been kind of planning on this for about 4 or 5 years, to be honest.
I didn't know that.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, my apologies. But yeah, and we're on baby step 4, 5, and 6 as well.
Oh.
Right now, so we definitely.
Okay.
We're trying to put the best foot forward if we possibly can. So.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. That changes a little bit. I'm not as concerned. And so financially, you're in a good spot. But I will tell you that most of my concern is you leaving a job you love just because she's getting something away. But now you've told me you've been planning to move to that area. That's a whole different ballgame. So don't worry about it. No apologies necessary. I just didn't know that. So that does change my concern. You're all in for this move as far as the location. So now it's just about what I would do is identify the companies that you would love to work for? Do they have positions open, engineer positions? And then I would use the proximity principle, and you've read the books, you know how to do it, but I would also engage with a recruiter, as I think that will fast forward the process. So all that to tell you, yes, use the proximity principle, but I also think a recruiter for you, and make sure you interview somebody that really understands the type of work you love. Make sure that they're working hard for you, not just trying to slap you in a position, that they really get the direction you are going and the direction you want to stay in, and they're going to help you. So you'll get there. You'll get there. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. The lines are full. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions and Ramsey Network studios here in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us. Oh, yeah. Bringing some purpose to talk radio. The only yelling we do here on this program is yelling for you. The dream screams. I mean, we're having a blast. Men and women's light bulbs are coming on. And, man, today's a long day, Joe. After we finish this hour, we will go over, 20 feet. And I and Chris Hogan will be co-hosting the Dave Ramsey Show today. And so it's going to be fun. So a lot of talk about hope. And it gives me the juice. Let's help you figure out what your juice is. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Auburn, Alabama. Uh-oh, Joe. I'm surprised you let this call through. Joe is a big Alabama Crimson Tide fan. And Madison is a Georgia Bulldog fan. And she still let the call through. So this is very exciting. They're both growing in their maturity. I'm very excited to see this. Thank you very much. Let's go to Brian in Auburn, Alabama. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Mr. Coleman. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Brian. What's up?
Well, first, War Eagle with that introduction.
I was hoping you were going to take that opportunity. So what's up?
So I am a junior in college for secondary education.
Uh-huh.
And I have worked for a landscape company the last 5 years, and it's helped me cash flow college. And one class we're in now, we built a portfolio. I used your resume guide to build my resume, and I started realizing that in education, I don't really have experience outside of like counseling for vacation Bible school that I did back in high school. So my question is, should I start looking outside of my current job for ways to work more with children or something like that, even though in landscaping I make enough money, you know, to keep paying for school. So I didn't know where to go from here.
Well, what do you think is the best direction for you?
I mean, I enjoy the landscaping and, you know, it is helping. So I don't know. It just...
No, you do.
I guess it.
Hold on. I'm trying to put you, because I can answer this for you, but I want to guide you to your own answer. Okay? So what I'm saying is you, the landscaping job is just a job. It pays you good money, correct?
Correct.
But where do you want to be 20 years from now? Describe it.
I definitely have been teaching, maybe administration in schools, but, you know, I figured I'd.
Exactly.
Once I actually got into education.
So. Right. So my point is, it's all, to me, it's all about timing. I'm fine if you stay in landscaping right now because you're still in school, right? And you're making good money. The question is, when you get out of school and you get that degree, is this the counseling, because you want to build your chops on the counseling side of things so that you're more well-rounded in education. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
So getting that experience now versus later, that's the million-dollar question. That's what I think. So getting it now, is that going to fast-forward things? Or will it not make much of a difference at all?
I guess it probably won't make much of a difference because I'll have to get that first teaching job when I graduate.
Exactly. And so now the money that you're making in landscaping is better for you now, correct?
Correct.
So I think that's the answer. Isn't that what you're looking for?
That was good, yeah.
Okay, my man. Listen, here's the deal. It's okay. for you to be working in that day job that has nothing to do with education because of what it's doing for you right now. It's making you really good money. Okay. And so that money is going to help you in the big picture anyway. And then once you get in that first job and you're not in school, then you can do the counseling stuff on the side and start to bone up the experience there. So that's the path. So that's what I think you should do. And
all right,
I'm excited for you. You're on the right path, man. You're doing it the right way. Yeah.
And so working, you know, the proximity principle through while I'm in school, we have like mini internships building up to our internship. See, I was thinking maybe try to move into working at one of those schools before, but I guess money and then just building on those relationships would be solid enough.
I think so. It depends on your money situation, right? So if you were to slow down or back off of the landscape working and in order to do the internships, what does that do to you financially? Are you able to not feel it at all?
No, it would probably lead to loans. So
all right. So my point is that you got to wait. And you're going to have to do this old-fashioned. But here's the deal. You don't need internships to get a teaching job. All you need are relationships and connections. And you've got the book, The Proximity Principle. Start working that now if you haven't already. You need to be making connections right and left. And here's the other thing. You could stay in landscaping, okay, and become a substitute teacher. If you can't get in right out of college or right before you can't get a job, then what I tell you is keep landscaping, keep making money, and do some substitute teaching. And work for somebody who knows what you're trying to do, and they're cool with that. And you're going to do some substitute teaching. And once you're in the school system as a substitute, that's a way to get in as well. Okay, but this is all about relationships, man. Who do you know that knows people on the school board, administrators in the education system, or private schools, wherever you want to go? And you put all of your effort right now when you're not studying and you're not working in landscaping, you're making the web of connections. If you got to do it on paper and go, how many people do I know and what areas do I know them in? Am I willing to move in all those different areas? And it's a full out blitz. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, man, you got this. You're in great shape. The landscaping gig is such a stable situation for a young guy coming out of college who wants to get into teaching because it's going to keep you busy, going to keep you going afloat financially, and eventually you're going to get the gig. Then you start focusing on getting that extra counseling certification or credibility, which makes you much more versatile and then valuable. And that's the path for you. Let's go to Champaign, Illinois, where Jessica joins us. Jessica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Okay. So I've been working in healthcare for the last 7 years, and I'm just really stuck. I don't find enjoyment in it, and I'm definitely in the wrong place in the wrong role.
Okay.
I make good money, enough to pay off some debt, pay my bills, all that kind of stuff. But I'm wondering if taking a pay cut and maybe supplementing some of that lost income on the side would be better off for my mental health, honestly.
Yes. Yes, if you supplement the cut.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. You've got debt. What's your, and we've got about 2 minutes. We've got plenty of time, but I'm going to ask you a couple quick questions. All right.
Yeah.
To make sure that my yes is still a yes. How much debt do you have? And based on right now, what you're making right now, how long before you pay it off?
I make about $40,000 and I have about $40,000 in student loans.
So how long before you anticipate paying it off?
Probably about 3 to 4 years.
All right, that's a ways out there. So if you take a pay cut, I'm not for that in this situation, unless you supplement it. So you're making 40. So if you take a job that pays you, what's the number?
Right, probably about 30 or 35.
Great. So can you make $5,000 to $10,000 in a second job, a side hustle? Absolutely, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'm absolutely for it.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, because listen, your debt is going to hold you up to chasing your dream. You don't understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's why I want to get the debt out of the way. But you don't have to sacrifice the dream to get out of debt. You can do both at the same time, and that's what you're doing. By taking
exactly.
this job, busting it, you're now making progress. You're on the ladder to the dream, and we're also still making progress on the debt. You're awesome. Jessica, you got this. Hang in there. And can I challenge you? Since you're going to take that second job anyway, try to make some more money. Let's see if we can cut that 3 to 4 years down to a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay.
Why not? What have we got to lose? Nothing. Just getting
debt
free faster.
It'll definitely be a challenge, but
I know. Hey,
we'll do it.
Hang on the line. I got a special gift for you. I'm going to give you a free membership to our new All Access Ramsey Plus. It gives you financial peace. It gives you the Every Dollar app and the Baby Steps app, which tracks your goals. That's all free. My gift.
Great. Thank you so much, Ken.
You bet. Hang on the line. Madison will take care of you. All right. That was fun, Joe. My time is almost up, though. You matter. You do have what it takes. Don't you forget that. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.